May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to read a few verses. This is from Psalm 46, 45. My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the sons of men. That's a fascinating scripture. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer, as if somehow my tongue can tell a story, can create a reality. Because when you tell a story, it's something that people read and enjoy. It affects their consciousness. There's a place in Hebrews. Chapter 11, speaking of faith. Verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God. What God spoke. So that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. So we really don't have time to look up all the scripture. I think sometimes preachers have run from this reality because there have been some heretical things said about it. Like, you can just have whatever you say. You can just confess something and you get it. Well, you can't have any... Well, I get the devil may give you stuff, I guess, but in the spiritual realm, you can have what God says. The word to confess means to agree with. And he's the high priest of our confession. The scripture says, even our salvation, you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. And so what you confess with your mouth, if it's something that God says, actually brings that which is real in this realm into the experience of this realm. Faith has the ability to do that. Again, faith doesn't create anything, but it seems to create things in this realm. All it does is bring the created reality in the spiritual realm into this realm. Amen? It doesn't make something exist, but it does release something, creates an ability to exist in this realm. It says that Jesus is the one who spoke the worlds into creation. So everything you see physically was created because words that were spoken. And when we are participating in the purposes of God, our tongue is like the pen of a ready writer. Our tongues have the ability to create things into this realm. Didn't start here, it started there. And then manifested here. And so on Sunday mornings we're doing Acts. So I wanted to show you this little bitty verse that I'm really excited about. But again, you got to act excited again Sunday morning. And maybe you'll understand it even better Sunday morning when we say it again another time. But in Acts chapter 2, this place that we started looking at yesterday, it's a quotation from Psalm 16 about the life of Christ. And it says in verse 25, for David says about him, this is how Jesus, from his human perspective, his human side, lived his life in relationship to God. I set the Lord always before me. His presence I was always beholding. For he is at my right hand, that I might not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue exalted. And we're just going to look at that one little thing. So, I'm going to go back and look at Psalm 16 and show you something. The quotation in Acts chapter 2, you may not care about this, but I'm going to tell it anyway, is a quotation from the Septuagint. Of course, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. But by the time of Christ, most Jews were part of the diaspora. They lived in other parts of the world, especially in Greek-speaking parts of the world. That was a common language. And so they wrote an Old Testament. And the Old Testament was a translation from Hebrew, and it was translated into Greek. It's called the Septuagint. And most of the time when Jesus quotes the Old Testament in the New Testament, he quotes from the Greek translation. He quotes from the Greek translation of the Hebrew. Now I want you to hear what the Hebrew says in that same scripture from Psalm 16. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. Therefore, my heart was glad, and my glory rejoices. Now, the idea here is that what your heart is full of, and that's a good New Testament principle, Jesus talks about that, has a tendency to come out of your mouth. But he doesn't use the word tongue here. In the Acts passage, he says, my heart was glad and my tongue exalted. But in the Hebrew, the original word isn't tongue, it's glory. But isn't it interesting that they translated glory to represent tongue? And here's the thing I want you to see. Your tongue carries glory. And what you speak from your mouth releases a realm and a reality in the environment around you. You ever notice that? You ever notice when somebody comes into a room or sits down and has a conversation with you, that what comes out of their mouth creates an environment? It'll either create an environment of joy and expectation and hope, or fear and gloom and depression. And all of that, it represents what their heart is full of, which represents, why was Jesus able to say that about him? Because he was set the Lord before him, not the world before him, not the bad news before him, not Fox News before him, not what appears to be before him, not the stock market numbers before him, not what the presence is doing before him. He set the Lord before him. So if a tongue is the pen of a ready writer, all you're doing is dictating what is before you, what your eyes are on, and therefore what your heart's full of. But it's your tongue is your glory. And your tongue either creates and releases glory, the manifest presence and reality of God, the truth which sets free, or it releases something else that creates fear and anguish and anxiety. That's a significant thing for you to understand. How powerful. James talks about that. Throughout Scripture it talks about your tongue's ability to create. How powerful your tongue is. But in all the years I've studied these two verses, I've never saw that. It never jumped out. I never paid attention where he says, and my glory exalted. Now again, we'll talk about this Sunday morning, but this is one of those, I don't know if it's life changer, but it's certainly a directional changer. That's why he says he put a watch over his lips. Because your glory, your tongue is glory as a glory container. And that tongue releases reality. It creates an atmosphere. And whatever atmosphere you create with your tongue is going to provide who's able to operate in that. Either the enemy, because you've come in agreement with him, or as the tongue of a ready writer, you're creating an atmosphere where God can move. God moves in the realm of glory, not in the realm of darkness. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.